Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxie, you mentioned pancakes. I remember what I was going to bring up when we hit the run there at 7:40, but you're talking about pancakes, and it made me think of and some of the great places you can get those pancakes. And it reminded me of our old buddy Max McGee, because didn't he have a pancake place here in town?
Yeah, he started that. So the original pancake house. He actually, that is a chain, but he bought one of the, I think, two of the franchises. I think he had Edina and Eden Prairie, and I used to sit with him from time to time at the Eden Prairie location, and I'll never forget sitting with Max one day, and it was surreal because he was explaining to me that he knew he had the onset of dementia, and 90% of the conversation was you'd have never known it. And every once in a while he'd say something, and I know lots of people have gone through this with parents and grandparents, he'd say something that you go, "Ooh, that's not right," you know. But I remember him sitting there telling me that he was out driving. He had left his house and he's out driving and he was on the freeway. And he said, "I had absolutely no idea where it was that I was gone." And he said, "That's when I knew that there was something amiss. I just couldn't remember where I was going." And eventually, you know, he passed away. He fell off the roof. He was up cleaning the gutters out, and he had been told time after time, you can't go up on the roof. You know, he had done that in his younger years, and that's when he lost his life. But he also had a son, Maxie, who had Down syndrome, and I haven't seen him now for years, but he worked at the Pancake House, and he was he'd light that place up. He had a wonderful, infectious personality. He was a team manager out at Minnetonka for the football team, and everybody knew him. And Max's wife Denise owned him for a number of years after she sold him. I think in the last 3-4 years ago, she sold him to an investment group. But I'll tell you what, those pancakes were the real deal, Dave. Still are. I mean, you can't go wrong over there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, one of the highlights as I wind down my days here at WCCO, Maxie, is I kind of reflect. I haven't reflected much, frankly. I haven't had time. But the one thing, when you mentioned Max McGee. So one day, I get a call from Max out of the blue. He says, "Hey, you want to go golf tomorrow?" I said, "Sure, that'd be great." You know, he says, "Yeah, well, it's me and Paul Horning and Jerry Kramer."
Really, really.
I said, "Are you sure you got the right number, Max?" He said, "I want you to golf with us." I said, "Okay." I mean, are you kidding me? So, with all due respect to all my Green Bay Packer fans, and I grew up with one, my buddy Jimmy Frickster was a huge Packer fan. My buddy Tyler Swanson is a huge Packer fan. We all had great respect for the Packers back in the day. They were unbelievable. So to golf, and Jerry, I don't think Jerry was in our group, but I don't think he made it that day. But golfing with Paul Horning and Max McGee was absolutely
spectacular. We just lost Paul recently,
Yeah, that I mean.
Yeah, and Jerry Kramer is an outstanding speaker. He just went to the Hall of Fame. He's a great public speaker. But you know, when you say I remember, and I'm not saying this as you get towards the end of, because I'm not giving up hope that you reconsider. But Max McGee and his wife were huge fans of Dave Lee, and I can remember them telling me that, and they'd say, WCCO never comes off or die on Dave Lee. And obviously you knew him, but you may not have known that they were, well, you probably did, but they were huge fans of Dave Lee in the morning. And I can remember that vividly because that gave me street cred with him. I knew Dave.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he ever – I don't remember saying that, but I do remember that golf event the time we went golfing, and that was out of Bear Path, and that was man, that was just so much fun. I wish I'd had cell phone video back then.
I know.
Because I would have taken – because the stories were – I mean, the stories are just legendary, and the Super Bowl wins and everything else. So anyway, I digress. We had the boys basketball last night. Maxi Boy, Minnehaha Academy looked really good against Hopkins.
You know, you could probably make a pretty good case this year that 3A is as strong as 4A in basketball. Now, Hopkins is good, maybe not one of their better teams. Minnehaha is really good. They got the Millers now. Master P's sons are real players. They had five guys in double figures last night. Whereas Holmgren is the focal point. He certainly doesn't he seems to be a real team player that doesn't need to score 25, 28. I think he had 17 or 19 last night, and they won by 20 against Hopkins. Now, Champlin Park and Eastview are sitting there. Eastview really took it to Burnsville last night. And I don't know what's going on there in Burnsville-Apple Valley area, but the basketball has really dropped off compared to what it was, you know. In recent years, the Lakevilles are still strong, and Eastview, as I mentioned, has had a great year, and Champlin Park. But you know, you look at the 3A, and there's you could make a case that those teams, starting with Minnehaha Academy, could contend for a state title, obviously, in 4A. And even if you go down to 2A, Minneapolis North could play with any of those teams for sure. So it's a strange year that way. Tonight, there's a great girls hockey game. Edina's undefeated, and they play Benilde St. Margaret's, who I think is 9-2 or 8-2. So that's kind of the feature game tonight in terms of powerhouses playing each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, and last night, Dave, I see Dawson Garcia went in for Prior Lake, a star last year, and scored 24 points, and they won at North Carolina, which is no easy feat. And so he's starting to come around there for the Golden Eagles. And, of course, Kerwin Walt, we mentioned, plays for North Carolina and Hopkins. But he had a big game last night. It's like they've lost, what's the number? It's like 18 games in 35 years, non-conference games at North Carolina. And Marquette got them last night. And Marquette's just an ordinary team this year.
Well, there you go again. You know, we're focusing a lot on Paige Beckers and Jalen Suggs, as we should. But there's a good example. Dawson and Kerwin, both, not just star, they're impact players. They're
Mr. games. Basketball's most years, except Jalen Suggs was here last year. That's the only thing that would have prevented him from it, you know?
Okay, he's something else. Yeah, I wonder how close Jalen was going to Ohio State to play football for them. Because he could have been a great
quarterback. I don't think he was. I just think he loved basketball. I know his father, Larry, and Brian Sandifer over there that runs the Sizzle program. And that's the one that kind of brought a lot of these kids along and a lot in St. Paul in general. And I think that, you know, for one thing, you generally find if kids are really good in football and basketball, if they can, they choose basketball. Only because it's just more fun to play. And practices are more fun. And so if you are one of those rare kids that has that, I mean, basketball practices can be fun. You scrimmage and whatnot. Football practices, nothing wrong with them, but it's a lot of fundamentals, and I wouldn't describe them as fun. It's more a learning period that you go through every day.
Not many people come out and say, boy, that was a fun football practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wait for the games, no doubt about that, which is the beauty of that. You wait all week for that game. But that's an interesting study. I'd like to know what sport has the best, most entertaining, fun practice. That is really interesting, and I would agree with you when I think about this.
Well, and Dave, probably, take it a step further, you know, don't you think that's the art of being a baseball coach, too, is especially in this day and age where kids are extension spans are shorter, is how can you take them and get them station to station so they get a great workout in 2 hours without just – I don't think batting practice by itself, as we knew it, can do it anymore, where you know, one guy hits, coach throws, and everybody stands around in case the ball is hit to him and talks. I don't think that works anymore, do you?
No, I never liked it, especially when our coach was strict. 10 cuts and you're out of there. 10 cuts? Mm-hmm. What can you do in 10 cuts? And if you missed
one, when you really think about it, yeah. I mean, you need 100 cuts, really. And you know, the good coaches have figured that out, soft toss and everything else. But you also want to keep those minds occupied so they don't realize that they're standing around.
Maxie, I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll listen for you tonight here on CCO Radio at 6:30.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
And we'll look for Mike on Channel 4 TV, WCCO Television as well. WCCO time is 8:49. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.